We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Jim Taylor, in for Stan Bunger.
In for Susan Lee Taylor, I'm Holly Kwan. The 49er faithful, they were partying last night. KCBS reporter Betsy Gephardt says they're looking ahead to the biggest game of all.
Many 49er faithful stayed at Levi Stadium long after the award ceremony and the confetti, just to bask in their team's glory.
Thought it was going to be closer. Yeah. Great for the 49ers. See you in 2 weeks.
Every single time, every single play, we run it down their gut. You don't even need Jimmy Garoppolo. He's going to show out in the Super Bowl. We'll show you that.
What was your favorite part?
The Niners leading the entire time.
But serious fans also know there's a challenge ahead, taking on the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
That's going to be a tough one.
It's a dangerous game.
Absolutely.
For now, they're just going to sit back and revel in that big win. At Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, Betsy Gephardt, KCBS.
All right, first you got your Niners victory. Next, the race for Super Bowl gear. I mean, Holly, how many 49er shirts do you have?
Probably not enough right now.
Not now. KCBS's Tim Ryan joins us in the Ceremony Shopping Center in Daly City, where fans are scrambling for Super Bowl hats and shirts and more. What'd you get, Tim?
I'm busy working, Jim, but I'll tell you, it's a bit of a madhouse here. Now, Dick's opened 2 hours early, and the very first in line this morning was Elizabeth Rodriguez of Daly City.
Amazing. It was so incredible. My goodness, like, it was just cheering up and down, and it was a lot of fun.
Isn't it just the most improbable season after 4 wins?
It's been so amazing. I can't even explain it.
Dick's spokeswoman Amy Vanderland says the crowds last night following that victory were just crazy, but there's still 49ers gear available.
We have the NFC Championship gear. We have that locker room tee that they were wearing once they won. We are still trying to get a little bit more of that shipment in, but for right now, we do have plenty of sizes left of that championship shirt.
There were about 15 or 20 fans waiting for the doors to open 10 or 12 minutes ago. A lot more now. Tell you what, one guy kind of cracked me up. He had his Raiders gear on, says he's not a 49ers fan, didn't even watch the game yesterday, but his wife loves the 49ers. She recently broke her arm, so he thought he'd come down here for a little gift. Reporting live this morning outside Dick's Sporting Goods, Tim Ryan, KCBS.
So, Tim, are they going to have to, like, turn around and buy more gear after the Super Bowl?
Well, that's the thing, Holly. You know, these shirts don't last long, because who wants to buy a, you know, I'm going to the Super Bowl shirt, an NFC title shirt, when you can spend some more money and get a Super Bowl championship shirt? So, yeah, we'll see them in probably, I'm going to say, about 2 weeks to the minute.
Can't wait, Tim. Thanks a lot. Two alarm response called to a residential structure fire in Redwood City this morning, according to fire dispatch. Second alarm was called about 6:40. The blaze first reported 6:20 on 91 Winslow Street. No reports of injuries. Winslow Street currently closed in both directions in Redwood City. No further information immediately available, but when those developments occur, we'll let you know.
30% of California's water supply comes from melting snow in the Sierra. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from South Lake Tahoe that even though snowfall this season has been less than average, the Sierra snowpack is still in good shape.
Here at the Heavenly Ski Resort in South Lake Tahoe, some skiers will tell you the conditions aren't really as great as they were last year, but then last year we had near record snowfall.
In the powder, there are some rocks exposed, so we need some more powder to basically cover those.
How's the snow?
The snow, I don't think it is a lot.
But Paul Rogers says not to worry. The environment writer for the San Jose Mercury News says the Sierra snowpack is about 80% of normal. That's below average for this time of year, but...
If the water just basically shut off between now
in April, we'd be short, but we've got a lot of water in storage in the reservoir, so we probably wouldn't have water rationing.
30% of the state's water used for drinking and agriculture comes from melting snow in the Sierra. In South Lake Tahoe, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.